Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the first of one or many 5090 radios for 2010. I'm your host Helen and this is Robin McKenzie with Celtic Music They All Die. Robin McKenzie with Celtic Music They All Die, a fantastic song. I mean, all the more so because it's very, very, very authentically Celtic music. Yeah, this is Helen. If you want to call me, you can call from the States. It's 347-237-4925. If you're outside of the States, it's whatever your code is, plus 1-347-237-4925. Yeah, I've got some songs lined up. I'm hoping that someone will call in because otherwise you've just got me jabbering shite for a while. Next song up, I really, really loved. It's a collaboration between Roberta and Jenna called Only a Child. So, yeah.
Broken dreams and excess, things you don't say, reflecting.
That was Roberta, the lyrics by Jana, Only a Child. Yeah, so I could do some callers because I've not got enough songs. I'm not really feeling the radio vibe today because I left my Skype headset at my ex-girlfriend's house, which is very clever, really. So I'm calling in from my mobile through a special VoIP call thing. I don't really understand what's going on. But I think you probably got that. So yeah, call me. The number is a US number, so the international code is 1, and the number is 347-237-4925. I've got a few more songs. I'm going to play one now. This is an awesome, another collaboration by Expendable Friend and French Cricket. And from what I gather, Expendable Friend did a vocal track and French Cricket did the backing after the vocal track had been done, and she didn't hear any of the backing track until it was completed. But this is just fantastic. That was French Cricket and Expendable Friend with I Was Asleep. and I nearly was, and I forgot to turn my mic back on. I didn't realise this song was going to finish. I thought rather than have people hear me typing all the way through everything, it would be better. I have a caller. I believe this is Morty. Hi, Morty.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm very well. I actually have a song of yours lined up to play.
Okay.
Life is a Lesson in Reconciliation.
Oh, I've heard that song. Sorry?
You have. Did you like it?
It was okay, yeah. I thought the guy singing was a bit rubbish, but the song's not bad.
So this was where you took your section of the Exquisite Corpse song and expanded it, is that correct?
Yeah.
Is that this one?
Yeah, so I was trying to think of, like, stuff to do for the Exquisite Corpse. I was messing about on the four-string guitar thing, and I came up with this funky riff, and I thought, that's quite cool, I'll use that in the Exquisite Corpse. And then after I recorded it, I thought, that's quite cool. It probably shouldn't just stay in the Exquisite Corpse, so I'll finish my bit of the song, and then maybe I can do something with the song, but I don't know if I will yet. But, yeah.
Cool. Right, well, I'm going to play that song now.
Okay.
Morty with Life is a Lesson in Reconciliation. With Life is a Lesson in Reconciliation. I've still got Morty on the line. Hello there.
Hello. Someone
did you enjoy
asked about
that?
Yes, it was all right. It was better the first time I heard it. that was someone asked about my four string guitar. It's because Ricky Wilson was the B-52's guitarist, and he removed the two middle strings from his guitar because he couldn't really play guitar, and tuned it weirdly. And then a challenge came up for Form this year, which was write a song that's neither major nor minor. And the only way I thought to do that with no music theory knowledge whatsoever was to take the two middle strings out of my guitar and tune it to C, G, G, C, so just C fifths.
I was surprised when you did that, because previously I'd heard about Ricky Wilson's guitar from you, and you'd said that you'd tuned one of your guitars like Ricky Wilson's guitar, played Rock Lobster a couple of times, and then restrung it.
I did, yeah. But at that point, I hadn't realised the amazing potential.
It's very cool, and I played in Morty's band at the Form Over party, where he was playing the four string guitar, and I think that was the song where I was making weird animal noises. It was very fun.
It was very exciting. You're really good at that. Scary.
Thank you. Well, it is one of my main hobbies. Cool. I'm gonna play another song now. This is by Kenny Hislop. It's I Wish I Could Play Guitar. Well, it's not guitar. Over the end there, sorry. I was telling you, it's a lot better to stop everyone, you know, pirating the track like we used to do on Radio 1. That's Kenny Hislop with I Wish I Could Play Violin, and it just amused me quite a lot, that song. He's a great guy. He's lives in Ireland, Scottish guy, has a Mohican. What more can you say? I'm going to play another song. In fact, I'm going to play two songs about shoes. This one's by Callum.
Keep your shoes on, keep your shoes on, keep your shoes on, if you're out after dark. Keep your shoes on, if you go out to the park. Keep your shoes on, when you're driving a car. Keep your shoes on, and you can't help but go far. Shoes are there for a reason, because feet can't do the job on their own, no. So use your shoes. after you till you're old. Keep your shoes on, 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 keep your shoes on. When you're having your lunch, keep your shoes on. While you're swallowing punch, keep your shoes on. If you are climbing a hill, keep your shoes on. Yeah, it'll give you a thrill. So no matter what you are doing, your shoes should stay on at all times. Your shoes will be there when grind. So come on everybody and wear your shoes, cause it's almost time for Blazy
thank you.
That was Hoops with Shoesville. He recorded it, and then in an hour, and then went back and re-recorded it, if you're just wondering how he managed to do all that in an hour. But pretty cool. I've still got Morty. How you doing?
I'm okay. I think I might have some Oreos.
You might have some Oreos? Like biscuits?
Yes. And how are you?
I'm a little bit tipsy. I'm not having much, but it doesn't take much these days. I'm kind of slightly concerned. I haven't got enough to do through the whole radio show. So...
Well,
I still don't want to listen to your Oreo packet, though.
fair enough. Well, I was just thinking, if you eat Oreo, we might find that that soaks up some of the alcohol, so get Oreos.
Oh, yes. That's a great idea. Unfortunately, I don't think I've got any songs long enough that I could get to the shop and back.
Oh, right. Well, you clearly don't have enough of my songs, then.
All right, I'm going to play another song now. This is one of the Morphing songs. This is by Plain White Toast. And if you are later on in the Morph, I've just realised that I am messing you up. So if you're later on in the Morph, then stop listening for about 3 minutes. This is Plain White Toast with Slide Me Down. Me Down. That's one of the Morphing songs where you take 50% of someone else's song and then add 50% of your own song to it. And it's a totally new song, so that had actually started with Negasi and then to Jenna down to plain white toast, so there's three layers of morphing already in there. I just don't have enough songs, and I keep trying to upload things, and my internet won't let me. So this show may not actually be a full hour, unless I get some more callers, because I just don't want to hear more about Morty's Oreos, I'm afraid. This next one is another skirmish, a song skirmish, if you don't know, is where you get a title at the beginning of a set time, and an hour later you should be finished it and uploading your song. And one of the recent ones was called Popular Demand, and this is what John Crossan came up with.
We're back by popular demand, yo. That's how we planned it all along, that we'd be stone cold gone until the day when all the masses got politely off their asses and congregated with a voice defying reason. They've been pleading to our feelings, to our wallets, till we could no longer stand it. So we're breaking down the doors just like the Hulk, but not incredible like Banner, or replaceable like Norton. Listen up, this is important, like Rigno. We will smash up all these genres, grab the cash and scratch it back into our sofa like a Kit Kat wrapper soaked in Diet Coca-Cola. Diet Coke. We like a wiki full of mixed up rhymes and sticky Ricky Bobby when he prays, a lobbyist getting paid out of a Levi's, a big oil, a big tobacco. We've gone wacky on the jump, not in your trunk but in our minds. This is where we throw in Frankenstein, not cause it fits, because we signed a contract, put our Hancock right upon the dotted line. Now we collect your Uncle Clifford's rent check, take it straight down to the 7-Eleven. Slurpees like winos flow into subways after 9 o'clock, which is the time when we go down to make these sounds we always make.
John Crossman with Popular Demand, and he was doing some weird anti-rap thing. I don't really know what anti-rap is, but Morty's offered to play me a song over the radio.
What?
Was that a genuine offer?
I can if you like. If you haven't got enough songs, I've got a guitar.
shall we see if I actually run out? I've been told to talk more.
Tell us a story.
Having something to say. Tell your story.
Yeah.
Story.
It should be about a meeting between Babe Ruth and Hitler, but it should make no mention of baseball or Germany. And want to write yourself.
Baseball player then.
What?
I'm guessing
yes.
That Babe Ruth is a baseball player then. I don't want to tell that story because I don't know it.
No, you'd have to make it up.
Right, yeah, well, you know, I'm not very good at inventing things. Everything I write is based entirely on real life. I was on the train the other day then. Okay, I'll tell you this story. I was on the train, and there was some very, very, very loud teenagers on the train being loud, and they were actually discussing incest. And they were talking about how, you know, incest children that come from incest tend to suffer from disabilities. This conversation ended with one of the teenagers, shouting, "My brother would never rape me because he loves me too much." And that's my story.
So you think there might have been a bit of wincest going on there?
Wincest.
It is incest that is win.
I'm not sure that exists.
Well, it does if they're hot. Wincest.
Oh dear. I worry about you, Morty.
How do we delete this recording?
Sorry?
How do we delete this recording?
I don't know. I'm not sure we can.
Oh well.
Roberta tells me...
I'm Morty's evil twin, here to destroy his reputation.
You know, that's not going to work. I've been I tried that for years, and then no one believed it. Not that I was evil twin.
I see what you did, because you're Helen's evil twin. Yeah, I didn't think of that.
I am. Did you not? Oh. I thought that's why you were saying it.
No, I don't. I don't think about other people that much. Etra.
I don't know what you're saying. Oh, Etra and Morty backwards.
Backwards.
Oh,
the evil Morty, the anti-Morty.
Yeah, Roberta's telling me there must be some interesting, funny 1590 anecdotes to tell. I'm sure there are. If anyone would like to call me up and say what they are, I'd be most grateful.
Yeah.
You had a visit from Amy for a while, didn't you, a few weeks ago?
I did.
And you wrote some songs.
We did. Well,
tell us
mostly,
a bit about that.
Well, Amy and I have a fantastic working relationship, largely based on my ability to kind of keep my mouth shut and let her get on with it, which I found worked very well. Actually, she's a brilliant songwriter, and there was like one song we were working on where I pretty much said a concept, and then she wrote the kind of thing that I was thinking of, but wrote it so much better than I could have done. I think it was the lyric for More to Me, that one. But yeah, real privilege to work with her, actually. She's a brilliant songwriter. It's good.
Excellent. Well, that's really great. I mean, I find that with my brother-in-law, we get together and kind of one of us will say something and it will kind of come up with an idea for the other. And it's actually, we're both absolutely convinced that the other person completely wrote the song. And it just wouldn't have happened without either of us. And it's nice when you kind of, when you have that kind of relationship where you can write songs with people and you actually improve each other's songs. I'm going to play another song because I seem to have failed to speak in anything that makes sense for some time now. So, I'm going to play... I love this song. This was by Valerie Cox, who has decided to write a lot of lesbian songs this 1590. And this is a song about... is about the joke of... what does a lesbian bring to the second date? A U-Haul, which is like a moving truck, I guess.
Thank you.
That was Valerie Cox with Packing the U-Haul. I'm just going to go ahead and play more songs because I think I've managed to upload some others. So this is by Rick and it's called Stuck in a Rut, and it's about, it's actually a meta song about trying to write songs for 5090, I think. That was Rick with Stuck in a Rut. If you're listening later on and if you're listening now and you're not in the chat room, if you come into the chat room, Morty is very kindly posting links to all the songs for me. And if you're listening later, I will be posting the links in the forums under the radio thread. I'm going to bring Morty back on the line, see if he's got any more entertaining things to say. I'm going to try.
Maybe if you,
hello,
like, give me a song to think about it, I could think of a joke or something.
Okay, but, well, that's cool. We've got 12 minutes remaining. I've got one song left, I think, because I've been trying to upload more songs and it's not really worked. I think I've played everything else.
Well, I can do an acoustic thing then, yeah?
You know what? I've got another caller, though, so I'm going to bring them on the line.
Okay.
Hello, another caller.
Hello, Helen.
Who's this?
It's Nancy.
Hiya, Nancy. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, you've just been on tour, haven't you?
What's that?
You've just been on tour, haven't you?
I have just been on tour, yes. Tour of Iowa. It's been fantastic. Just beautiful country, wonderful people.
Was it actually in the back of a hay van, or did I make that up?
You did not make that up. That was my bandmate Andy's idea. His father actually has a farm where he's able to do that, to give us a tractor for, you know, the keys to the tractor and the, well, they call it a flat rack in Iowa, what I guess other people call a hayride. But yeah, that was our traveling stage, and we played a bunch of shows outside venues, you know, just using that as our stage. We played. Oh, go ahead.
I thought it was a transportation. I didn't realize it was a stage.
Yeah, it was really fantastic. People loved the novelty. You know, we went through some little towns and people waved at us like we were a parade.
Did she ever play while it was moving?
No. I didn't, personally. But our mandolin player actually did that for a little while.
Okay. That sounds great fun.
Yeah, it was great fun, and we're actually going to celebrate tonight. We haven't had a chance to all get together back in town since the tour, so we have a lot to celebrate.
And how many of you are there?
There are six in the band.
Six. Okay. Cool. So I think I've met two of you. Is that right?
You met me and Andy. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, that sounds like a great time. So you've not had much time to write up until now, have you?
I haven't. I wrote four songs, one of which is pending. It's a collaboration with Hoops. But once I get, I just did my first solo show since I got back on Friday, and then I'm helping out with the show of a couple friends on Thursday. And then after that, I think I will jump back into the writing. I've missed it, and you know, I've missed getting as much time as I'd like to participate. But, it's nice to have the show to catch up a little bit.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I've not been doing as much as I probably should, but hey. But I'm trying to.
Well, you've done quite a bit, Helen.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I forget about that.
It's all kind of a blur after a while, isn't it?
I kind of think, well, I've done 10 songs, and that's not that many, and then I forget about the other 50. Those of you who don't know, I did a stupid experiment of doing 50 songs in 90 minutes on the first day, and because I'm a fool, I think I might be doing it again and again. I think I might do it twice more, do it once a month, and see if I can still do it. Well, my thinking is, I actually quite fancy the idea of being a stand-up comic, and when I'm just talking, I'm not that funny. And when I write songs and think about them, I'm not that funny. But I wrote quite a few things in my 50 songs in 90 minutes that I think were actually quite funny. So I'm hoping I can do the same again and kind of come up with enough material to actually get together a set of comedy. So that's part of my thinking.
That's really cool when you find a new groove like that, just out of speed writing.
Yeah, it's entirely possible I just won't have the guts to actually ever get up there and do comedy, but we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
I have one more song to play, and I'm going to play that, and then I'll come back to you guys after that. This is by Corin Curcio. It's An Unexamined Life. And I've just lost my tab. Hang on. There we go.
There's something to be said for an unexamined life. A hurricane of sadness doesn't roar about your ears. Blow a hole in your soul, turn on a torrent of tears. I fiddle-dee-dee, an unexamined life for me. you're satisfied with things as they are, and that is that. No hoping for something more, you feel dead and flat. I fiddle-dee-dee, an unexamined life for me. Yes, an unexamined life for me. That's how it should be. No pause for reflection. What's the point anyway? Do everything exactly as you did it yesterday. I fiddle-dee-dee, an unexamined life for me. An amoeba doesn't wish it made something of itself. A mouse doesn't moan, it's been put up on a shelf. A pigeon has no regret, it doesn't expect, it doesn't reflect, it doesn't suspect it has the effect. No string of thoughts to string you along, so sing his happy sad song. Yes, an unexamined life for me, that's how it should be. No pause for reflection, what's the point anyway? Do exactly everything you did yesterday. Hi, fiddle-dee-dee, an unexamined life for me. Hi, fiddle-dee-dee, an unexamined life for me.
That was Karen Crozier with an unexamined life. I think I've said unexpected before, but that was quite a long note at the end there. I'm going to bring Nancy and Morty back. Hi, guys. Oh, hang on.
Yo.
Won't let me unmute.
Hi, Helen.
Hello.
So we've got 5 minutes left. I think Morty was going to improvise an acoustic. Oh, were you going to improvise something or play something you'd already written on your acoustic?
Well, I was going to play something. If you want me to play something, or now Nancy's here, we can talk to Nancy. I'm not fussed.
Do you have anything else to tell us about your tour, Nancy, or about other things?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Do you have more to tell us, Nancy?
More,
I have nothing
more
left to say.
You have nothing left to say?
I have nothing left to say, so I'm quite happy for Morty to play a song. But if you guys have more left to say,
I'm happy to hear Morty improvise.
Let's have a Morty song.
It's not really improvising. Okay, here's a song from 5090 that should never be played acoustically.
Live Christian acoustic metal.
Yeah.
Just because you knew I'd never actually play Christian songs, so you thought you'd sneak one in.
That's exactly why. No, it's not at all. It's because I thought, which songs have I written in 5090 that are the least useful to play acoustically? What's the fun in playing a song that's already acoustic, you know?
It's not the case that I would never play Christian songs. I was just joking there. I'll play whatever, really, to be honest. So I'm gonna wrap it up there. Thanks for listening, all 7 of you, I think. Thanks for calling in, Morty. Thanks for calling in, Nancy. And
thank you for having me.
Yeah, I will probably do another show at some stage.
Bye. Hey, Colin. Bye.